Reason number 13, legal evidence. The first rule that must be considered in presenting written evidence in a court of law, and which should therefore govern an inquiry into the question of value and accuracy of the New Testament, is stated in these words. When documents purporting to come from antiquity and bearing upon their face no evident marks of forgery are found in the proper repository, the law considers such documents to be authentic and genuine. The burden of proof to the contrary devolves upon the objector. End of quote. In consideration of this first rule of evidence, the New Testament would have unimpeachable standing in a modern court. The only proper and legal repository for the documents sustaining the claims of Christianity, of course, would be the church itself. It is an indisputable fact that from the first century to the present hour, the church is the one repository where these documents have always been found. Thus, the only legal repository that the law can recognize is the one that has preserved these documents and under whose care we find them in every age back to the time of their writing. Until the objector can bring forth legal and credible evidence to the contrary, in the eyes of the law, the copies of the New Testament text that we possess today are to all practical purposes as valuable as though we had the original writings.